Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. Chapter 3, The Religious Need the Gospel, part 1. In chapter 1, Paul is shown how the pagan Gentile world has rejected God and has been given over to the godlessness and wickedness it has chosen. Paul's critique of the pagan world and lifestyle would have been roundly supported by any Jewish person listening to him. But they would have assumed that they were exempt from his condemnation. They were law-keeping Jews. And that is exactly how religious people would listen to Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32 today. They would say, yes, of course God's wrath lies on the immoral, the pagan, the one who lives a life of debauchery. But we have the Word of God and live by that. We are not condemned. Religious people will seem to agree with Paul about Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, and will be missing the whole point. So chapter 2, verse 1, comes as a bucket of cold water to the religious person. It is an absolute masterstroke. Paul turns to the person who has been sitting and listening to his exposé of pagan lifestyles in chapter 1 and feeling pleased that they are not like them. Paul says, you do the same things. Whenever you judge a non-religious person, you are judging yourself. It turns out that the end of chapter 1 is written to expose the idols of the religious person as much as those of the irreligious person. Judging yourself. No one truly lives up to their own standards. At whatever point you judge the other, you do the same things. Verse 1. How? Remember that the majority of Paul's list of wickedness in chapter 1, verses 29 through 30, is not about our actions. Rather, he is focusing on our attitudes. We are to look at our hearts before looking at our hands. His teaching lines up with Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where the Lord says, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 22. For most of us, it is not too hard to get to the end of the day and say, well, I haven't murdered anyone.